Welcome to evening prayer on Friday the 16th of October. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Hear my prayer, O God, and in your faithfulness give ear to my supplications. Answer me in your righteousness. Enter not into judgment with your servant, for in your sight shall no one living be justified. My spirit faints within me, my heart within me a desolate. I stretch out my hands to you, my soul's grasp for you like a thirsty land. O Lord, make haste to answer me, my spirit fails me. Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit. Let me hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you I put my trust. Show me the way I should walk in, for I lift up my soul to you. Teach me to do what pleases you, for you are my God. Let your kindly spirit lead me on a level path. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake, for your righteousness' sake, being out of trouble. That this evening may we wholly good and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts, and let us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. Psalm 102. My help comes from the Lord. Lord, hear my prayer and let my crying come before you. Hide not your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me. When I call, make haste to answer me. My help comes from the Lord. For my days are consumed to smoke, and my bones burn away as in a furnace. My heart smitten down and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. From the sound of my groaning, my bones cleave fast to my skin. I am become like a vulture in the wilderness, like an owl that taunts the ruins. I keep watch and am become like a sparrow, solitary upon the housetop. My enemies revive me all the day long, and those who rage at me have sworn together against me. I have eaten ashes for bread and mingled my drink with weeping. Because of your indignations and wrath, for you have taken me up and cast me down. My days fade away like a shadow, and I am withered like grass. My help comes from the Lord, but you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and your name through all generations. You will arise and have pity on Zion. It's time to have mercy upon her. Surely this time has come. For your servants love her very stones and feel compassion for her dust. Then shall the nations feel your name, O Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory, when the Lord has built up Zion and shown itself in glory. When he has turned to the prayer of the destitute and has not despised their pleads, my help comes from the Lord. This shall be written for those that comes after, and a people yet unborn shall praise the Lord. For he has looked down from his holy height, from the heaven he beheld the earth, that he might hear the sighing of the prisoner and set free those who condemned to die, that the name of the Lord may be proclaimed in Zion and his praises in Jerusalem. When people are gathered together and kingdom also to serve the Lord. He has brought down my strength in my journey and has shortened my days. I pray, O my God, do not take me in the midst of my days. Your years endure throughout all generations. In the beginning you laid the foundations of the earth, and in heavens are the work of your hands. They shall perish, but you will endure. They all shall wear out like a garment. You change them like clothing, and they shall be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fail. The children of your servants shall continue, and their descendants shall be established in your sight. My help comes from the Lord. Have pity on our frailty, O God, and in the hour of death, cast us not away as clothing that is worn. For you are our eternal refuge through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Forsake me not, O Lord. He not far from me, O my God. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation. Be not far from me, O my God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Let us pray. Appleseeds.com, The Irish Contemporary Books, by Friar A. M. Geely. May you treasure wisely this Jord-guided time and cherish each day as an extra grace, whose needless loss would be a tragic crime. Today's task, may you find God's tender face. May you know that to miss love's smallest chance is a lost opportunity, a senseless waste. May you see need in every anxious glance. May you sort out of the dull and commonplace an invitation to God's merry manic dance. And may the Lord of the dance bless you, and he invites you to the dance of the hallowed present. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. God of passion, be close to those who are ill, afraid, or in isolation. In their loneliness, be their consolation. In their anxiety, be their hope. In their darkness, be their light. Through him who suffered alone on the cross, but reigns with you in glory. Jesus Christ our Lord, amen. Let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.